A lot of you don't know this, but back when me and Mini Minuteman were friends, me and Flint Dibble were friends as well. As a matter of fact, my very first Patreon supporter was an archaeologist. My channel is about finding the truth, and I've always recognized that there is no Neo in the archaeology world. So I've always looked at everybody that I can that I felt was doing honest research. Flint Dibble and I got along just fine until I started pushing back against the Society for American Archaeology and their bullshit letter to Netflix, in which they lie and conflate Graham Hancock's work with racism. And when I demonstrated to Flint that the linchpin of his argument was crap, his response was, "It doesn't really matter anyway, we all know they're racists." And since then, Flint has lied about me. He's told other scientists that I'm into ancient high technology. He's done everything he can to scorch the earth so that I can't have a discussion with anybody else with letters next to their name. And our once cordial discussions on Twitter, he's deleted the vast majority of his replies to me. Anything that was polite, anything that was, dare I say, educational, he's gotten rid of. He's made sure that the world will never see that Dan Richards and Flint Dibble ever sang Kumbaya together. Why? Because I pointed out that he lied when he was debating Graham Hancock on the Joe Rogan Experience. The high point of his life, and I proved that he fudged it. So he's mad as hell at me, and his ego is more important than properly portraying anything to his audience, including our own history. I dare say if he'll lie about the history of Dan Richards and Flint Dibble, he'll lie about the history of anything.